News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid and conservative, just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Hey, listen, coming on the air with me right now, he was actually with me on the air last Friday, as a matter of fact. This is becoming quite the Friday event. But my friend, former State Representative Ken Johnson. Ken served in the Alabama House of Representatives from 2010 to 2018, same time frame that I was there in the Senate. Like me, in about a third of the legislature, he chose not to run for re-election in 2018. But he's one of the more conservative members of the body when I was there. Just a great guy, served from House District 7. Ken Johnson, thanks for coming on Right Side Radio again. How you doing, man?
Phil, I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day, and it's a good day to be in that North Alabama.
Yeah, yes, it is. This is where drill sergeant used to always go. It's no doubt in my military mind, today's a good day to be in the Army. It's a weird day to be in Montgomery, brother. I mean, they got 12 legislative days left, and lo and behold, the omnibus gambling bill gets dropped in yesterday.
Yes, and not that we're totally surprised. We talked about this last Friday. We kind of expected it. It had been discussed. I'm hoping that it gets a little attention, gets some discussion, but doesn't progress that well.
Well, I mean, we can talk about, the process and the procedure, but let's talk about the content of it too. First, this bill is very similar, almost identical to the one they had last year. Am I correct?
It looks very similar. There's a few things that are missing or change, but it's very, very similar. Yes, sir.
Well, you and I were down at, both of us were down at the Alabama Press Association last week, sort of dealing with the same topic with them. And in my comments to them, I made the point that they could do 10 separate stories out of this one bill and not even talk about gambling.
Yes, you brought up some great points, because there is a whole lot of things that, if you look at it and you'll dig a little deeper and ask questions, I think there'd be some interesting things that the press could uncover and bring out about where we are and what's prompting some of this.
Well, and so let's cover down on some of that. First of all, a few years ago, 3 years ago, Governor Ivey commissioned a gambling commission chaired by former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange. And everybody knew what was going to happen. They were going to go away for a year and come back and go, thumbs up, we think gambling's a great idea for Alabama. It'll make us tons of money. And then Governor Ivey herself came out and said, gambling already happens in Alabama. It's just so hard to enforce it. We need to just go ahead and bring it all out there, regulate it, and tax it. And her comments last year, has she commented on the bill this year yet? Does she still feel that way about it?
She's not. I don't think she's had any comments in the last 24 hours that I'm aware of. But, of course, this is an election year. And in an election year, as a Republican, you want to be the most conservative of anybody that's on the ticket.
Even if you weren't conservative last year, you want to be conservative this year, is what we're saying. Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. I raised your taxes a few years ago, but y'all, I'm against taxes now. Well, listen, man, so some of the things in this bill, regardless of how people feel about casinos, which we could argue, that all day long, I have some moral concerns about it. I think it's a regressive opportunity to take from the poorest in our society very often. But some of the things it does are just totally like anti-Republican. Like, for instance, the monopoly piece of it. They're looking at right now, I think I've got the list here, Greene County, Jefferson County, Mobile County, and Victoryland in Macon County are going to get the monopoly locations at existing sites. In other words, the existing site owners who've been breaking our laws for years hung around long enough to where they can now be written into the law. Am I right?
You're right. I mean, it spells those locations out. And yet, they try to use in some of the same sentences the word competitive. Now, yeah. I liken this to somebody this morning that if there is decided that there's going to be a highway cross exactly over your house, Who's going to be able to competitively bid on your house for that? It's yours. You're going to be the one that sells that to the state.
That's right.
So we're exactly – there's why would – how could anyone – or why would any other operator want to bid competitively for a location that he can't and doesn't own? So it's – they're picking. They're picking the winners in this case.
Yeah, they're picking the winners and the losers, basically. I mean, that's government literally deciding how the private sector is going to be winning and losing, and which is not the role of government in the free market. So there's a total violation of free – and by the way, you're right. I said that last year when I spoke to the House Tourism Committee, is that literally what they were doing with that was this whole competitive thing was a sham, because if the McGregor family that owns Victory Land, if they can't get the license because, say, the Trump organization or somebody comes in and wants to outbid them, all they have to do is go, well, that's fine, but it's written in the law. You got to have my Victory Land location, and I ain't selling it. That's all they got to do.
Right.
And that's exactly right.
And we know, Phil, that we're not the only ones that are seeing this. And to think that we are embedding in the Constitution of Alabama,
yeah,
the independent individual winners, the legislature and the voters are going to label and name the winners of these licenses.
Yeah, it defies. I told it on the radio, I think it was yesterday. I said, this is like coming to your small town where you only have one grocery store and the city council going, we're not going to have any more grocery stores. Winn-Dixie is the only one allowed to be here. Then basically Winn-Dixie can price things how they want. They never have to worry about quality because they win. They always win because the government said so.
And what I'm hoping is that more and more, I know there are conservative legislators that have a very serious problem with this bill as it's drafted. And they cannot, you know, they just couldn't begin to possibly vote for it. And I'm hoping that more and more conservatives in the legislature will hear from their constituents that this is not the way for government to operate.
No, it's such a great point, Ken. I mean, but the reality is what we're looking at here is the starry-eyed view of we're gonna balance our budgets on a game of chance, which is never a good idea, never.
No, and you know, Phil, when you and I were down there, one of the worst things that we can do is to go down there and exploit for revenue that we can, in some way through the legislature, allocate, that we would exploit the very people that sent us down there to represent them, that we're going to manipulate them for our gain so that we can come back and say to the rest of the state, look what we're giving you in this budget.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, in terms of exploiting too, Ken, you and I both spent 8 years down there. Now, I had people ask me for a lottery, you know, a lot of times. I mean, that happened, you know, at least several times a month. I'd have somebody say, why don't we have a lottery in Alabama? I never once had anybody say, I'm just really wanting a casino in my backyard. Could you please make sure I have one? That nobody ever said that. It was always just the casino bosses that were making the bills, you know, come to light. That's what was happening every single time.
Exactly. And you know, things are going our way. We have, from the time we took in office in 2010, we came in as a pro-business legislature. We tried to change things and to create jobs and to stimulate the economy. And I think we've done a great job of that. The Alabama has a great unemployment rate. We need more workers. But to think and ask ourselves this question, what are we saying? Because gambling doesn't generate any new dollars. They take, if we're pro-business, we don't want to incentivize and take from the local business, the local economy, dollars and send them to a casino that's going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, and it is. It's a self-licking ice cream cone. I think we talked about that on the air last week. You know, and Ken, one of the things that I noticed has been taken out. Last year, the Policy Institute, we fussed about this bill back then. I was one of the ones who went and spoke on behalf of the Policy Institute's positions down in Montgomery. And one of the things that we, you know, it's, you get this kind of weird conundrum where you're not sure if the bill's going to pass. So you do what you can to make a bad bill better and then still hope it dies. Well, one of the things we did to make a bad bill better at that point was we had it written. We got amendments put into the bill that said they cannot, these casino interests cannot, you know, support local campaign contributions. They can't like buy their sheriff's race or buy their district attorney's race or buy the local judge's race. But right now, they've taken that out of this year's version, if I'm not mistaken.
I have not seen it. I know we just got this last night, but right. I agree with you. I have not seen any provision that prohibits any of these entities from giving to the legislature, to legislative candidates that are going to have the right, once, if this were to pass, then from that point onward, changes to this bill could simply be done, if I'm reading correctly, by a two-thirds vote of the legislature.
And I used to hear all the stories too, Ken, and I know you have too, things that would just turn my stomach, like legislators who were given that special chip that if they showed up to cash out their chips, so to speak, one of them was a special chip that got them a big cash out no matter whether they had won or not. You know, and it just things like that that you can't trace were happening left and right. And I would hear from people who saw it happen, and it just, you know, infuriated me. And now we're looking at, here we go again. Somehow or another, they paid their lobbyists and their lawyers long enough to get themselves back to a place where they could try to get legislation passed to benefit them.
Yeah, and it's not just legislators, because we know how these folks operate. I mean, if you go, you can just about Google it or read it anywhere, that where normally casinos go, organized crime and corruption follow. And yeah, that's one of the things that not just the legislature, but any candidate, just think about it, whether it be any statewide candidate or local candidate, that you can help, that they could help develop and grow to some place to where maybe someday they're sitting in the governor's seat appointing these commissioners. Because as the appointees go, the direction they go, that's the direction the commission goes. Favorable or unfavorable toward the casinos that they are managing or are supposed to rule and preside over.
Yeah, there's that. And then I guess the last piece, Ken, before we wind up finishing up our conversation here for the day is they always do this, and I'm not a big fan of lottery either, but they always try to put the lottery in the gambling bill so that people will vote for the bill to get a lottery ticket, knowing full well that most people don't care a thing about casinos and really would actually vote against it. So they're going to hide a lottery inside this thing, and then they're going to advertise, make sure you vote yes on the ballot, because that way you can get a lottery ticket. That's what they're going to do.
Phil, you're right. There's two things that stood out to me. One is, I agree, most of the people, when they think about what they want in Alabama, to an opportunity to vote on, is a pure lottery. But I couldn't help but notice that's in the bill. And the second thing is, it's named the education bill. It's got the term education, because we sure do support education in Alabama.
Yeah,
you see how they use that terminology.
Yeah, it's deceptive in a variety of ways. Well, Ken, I know you're working this issue. I'm working this issue. The Policy Institute's definitely working this issue. There's a group of concerned citizens already working it. ALCAP's working it. Alpha has come out against the bill. There's a variety of uphill hurdles for them. Plus, they've only got 12 legislative days left. But I know what they're trying to do is see what they can accomplish, because it has to go on a ballot for a vote, and there's a ballot coming up. And they want to try and see what they can do. So, all right, my brother,
well,
Ken Johnson, thank you.
We're hoping the conservatives will hold their place down there.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's fewer and fewer of them, it seems like. All right, Ken Johnson, former state representative, working the issues with me. Appreciate you very much, man. You have a great day.
You too, Phil. Thank you.
All right, take care. All right, Copper, I ran long. Let's go take a quick break. We'll come back from this one. I'll kind of tie that up with a bow and move on to the next section of the Triple Dipper. But folks, I'm just telling you, this is a deceptive and evil piece of legislation. It is absolutely not the priority for where we need to be right now, at a time when the world is looking at war in Europe, we're coming out of a pandemic, and our economy is just now surging back. And they have super revenues already down there, so it's not like they have to do something to grow more money. It drives me crazy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.